This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. It's long been said that we don't get enough back from the government when we send all our royalties from the mining industry down there. Well, the Deputy Premier, I think, would argue against that. In fact, let's ask him. He's on the line. Paul Toole, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Darren. Great to be here.
So we've talked about this before, and you're announcing today that the Resources for Regions Fund, Round 9, is about to open for applications. How much cash are you talking about?
Yeah, look, I'm talking around about $140 million, and that's going to be rolled out to more than 25 councils across regional New South Wales that actually have mining activities taking place in their local areas. And, you know, this is about supporting those mining communities because there are a lot of jobs that are created from mining activities. We also know there are a lot of businesses that are actually reliant on mining activities, and to be able to reinvest money back into the community is going to be a huge investment into those areas.
What sort of things will this money result in?
Well, first of all, let me just give you the great news. I mean, the good news is here is that we're able to invest, you know, millions of dollars back into local government areas. And if I just tell you quickly, Upper Hunter is going to be receiving just over $2.1 million. Singleton Council is going to receive $12.7 million. And Muswellbrook is going to be receiving $10.2 million. Now, when you have a look at these figures over the past number of years, that means that, you know, somewhere like Singleton has now received $48 million over the past 10 years of this program. And we've got Muswellbrook that's actually received almost $75 million. So this is money that can actually be invested back into roads, it can go back into bridges, it can go back into community facilities, it can go to, you know, aquatic centres, it can go towards building footpaths in the area, going back into the main streets, or, you know, things like libraries or even information centres, just to name a few. But this investment is just about making sure that regional New South Wales is a great place to live, a great place to work, and a great place to be able to raise a family. And investments in these projects ensures that councils can actually save a few dollars, but by ensuring that we reinvest back into those communities, ensures that those communities are getting the facilities that they both need and deserve.
I've never said this to a politician before, but you demand. You're the one with the money. No wonder you're the Deputy Premier.
That's right. But look, you know, I'm also a strong believer that, you know, when you've got, you know, the Royalties for Regions program, I mean, this is actually, or the Resources for Regions program, this is something that, you know, where are the resources? They're in regional New South Wales, you know, and that's why we introduced this program back in 2012, because we wanted to acknowledge the importance of mining communities and the importance of these activities in local areas. And this is the largest round that we've actually ever opened. So there's more money than ever before. And how it is then shared is on the proportion of mining activity and royalties that go back to New South Wales. And that's why, you know, depending on the local area and how much activity occurs within that region is dependent on the investment that we see back into that area. But, you know, it is nice to be the Deputy Premier. But most importantly, I just see the benefits of the investments that are being made through this particular program throughout communities. And, you know, I just certainly know that, you know, someone for myself that actually has an area that has mining taking place, even in Lithgow, just to see how many projects have been delivered over those years. And look, I think in total, you know, we're talking about, you know, 240-odd projects over the past 10 years. It's about $424 million that's gone out the door. And, you know, these projects are about changing communities and really ensuring that, you know, these communities are looking at the future and becoming quite progressive as well.
Putting my other hat on, the cynic in me would say, there's an election coming up, this is convenient.
Well, you know, sometimes people are cynic, but I sometimes know that, you know, if it was the start of a new term, I'd sort of say there's $140 million out there, and then people would still say there's an election coming, and it could be years away. But at the end of the day, I mean, this is money that's being reinvested into regional New South Wales, and, you know, why shouldn't we actually see that investment occurring? We know that, you know, look at pricing of coal on that as well, you know, around the country. You know, that's gone to new levels, new high levels as well. That's why we're actually seeing more money being reinvested back out through our Resources for Regions project. But at the end of the day, to me, it's about, you know, making sure that we make our communities livable. We ensure that we you know, make them great places to live. And exactly what we're going to see from investments like this will make a hell of a difference.
I'm a bit confused on how this works. You've just told me that those amounts are going to our three councils, local government areas in this part of the world, but the applications will open. So what do people apply to the council with their idea of what they want to use X amount of dollars for?
Yeah, look, it will be up to the councils themselves to actually determine how they're going to put forward those projects. So what we actually do is we've allocated the funding. So, for example, Muswellbrook will get $10 million and Singleton gets the $12.7 million. And what will happen now is the councils, in some cases, will go out and talk to the community. They'll actually work out what projects they wish to put forward for consideration as part of funding for that envelope that they've received. Some other councils will, you know, identify roads that are in need of work within the local area. So, you know, the state government doesn't come in and actually dictate the projects. That'll be up to each individual council to be able to determine and to be able to put those projects forward for consideration. But rest assured, the envelope is there, the money is locked in, and now it's a matter of the councils are determining what projects they'd like to put forward for consideration.
Paul Toole, Deputy Premier, Minister for Police and Minister for Regional New South Wales, thank you very much for joining us again on Hunter Valley Today.
Darren, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That's Paul Toole there, the Deputy Premier on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NN.